with the yellow meat and red meat, and you have the cantaloupe. It's considered as a melon.
Did you ever hear of a muskmelon or mushmelon?
I've heard that term, but I've never seen one. If I have, I didn't know what it was. I believe the honeydew might be the mushmelon.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not quite
it's
sure.
It's just a term you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Little thing springs up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Mushrooms.
Any other name for that?
Toadstools.
What's the difference?
Now, they're poisonous. Some are poisonous and some are not. You have to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't know.
And something people smoke made out of tobacco would be. The long white things would be
cigarettes
and the brown
pipes
or the long brown things.
Cigars.
Huh?
Cigars.
And if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, sure, I do it. Sure,
I can help, but my dad still sometimes, I can hope you do this.
Uh-huh. How does he use the word hope?
And his father do that. Now, I don't know why, how that term came along, but they sometimes say, I can hope you do something.
Uh-huh. How would you use the word? You say, yesterday he wanted me to do that.
He never says that, would use that with the past. He always said, I can hope you get your cows in.
Uh-huh. How would you use it in the past? You say yesterday he
hoped.
Uh-huh.
They never used it in the past.
Well, if you were using the word help, how would you use it in the past?
Helped.
Uh-huh. And you say he has never
helped.
Uh-huh. But you never heard them say hope for the past or the...
No. They both use the word helped and hoped.
Uh-huh.
Hope. And they would say, I can hope you do something, but never say in the past tense.
Huh.
It's strange, but and it's something else sometimes my mother would say, when subtracting zeros, they'd say off from off these things, zero from zero, or off from nine. And, you know, that was just something to hear someone say off pertaining to a zero, but that's what they used to call it.
If you weren't able to do something, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I just...
Don't have time, or I just can't.
Uh-huh. And if you just refuse to, they say, will you do that? You say, no, I
will not. Or won't.
Huh?
Or I won't do that.
Okay. And if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to today?
I have done.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say, I've done and worked all I'm going to? Or?
They use that quite a bit around here. I done this.
Uh-huh.
People still hear, I seen this.
Uh-huh.
They won't use saw. They say, I seen and I done.
Uh-huh.
Different things that when my sister would say that, my little niece, I would try to correct them because I don't like to, hear that, but they say it. But my parents don't say like that. The only thing I just really is this, that hope and that off, but my mother's only one say that.
You tell a child now, you're not doing what you
are supposed to. Or were taught to do, or brought up to do, or you were reared to do.
Uh-huh. And say if the child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
wasn't supposed to, or he knew better to do.
Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet
he ought not to have done.
Okay. And if you had done something that was hard work, you'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just watching you. Without offering to help. When you get through, you go over to him and say, instead of just standing there, you might...
You might have helped me.
Okay. And If someone asks you if you'll be able to do something,